You're listening to SBS News.
The European Union is continuing to defend its COVID-19 vaccine policy against criticism it's too slow. Some member states of the European Union are breaking away from the bloc's vaccine strategy and placing orders with other countries for vaccine supplies. Austria and Denmark have announced plans to join Israel in producing second-generation vaccines against coronavirus variants, while other countries have placed orders for injections developed in China and Russia, although they have not been approved by the EU's medicines regulator, the European Medicines Agency. Despite the criticism, EU Commission Chief Spokesman Eric Marmer says there is continued confidence in the bloc's inoculation strategy.
What certain member states are looking at is how to prepare the future. This is what I understand has been said by the leaders that we have been discussing, in particular in terms of preparation for the variants, which is also something on which we are working. That's the state of play that we're on. So we will continue with our vaccine strategy exactly as before and continue to adapt as the situation evolves.
Military forces in eastern Ukraine have received their first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine amid skepticism from soldiers over the efficacy of the injection. Ukraine started its vaccination campaign on Tuesday after receiving 500,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine developed in India. Two-thirds of the soldiers at one military base refused to get inoculated. Ukrainian opinion polls indicate around 40% of the country would refuse vaccination. In the Netherlands, multiple cafes have symbolically opened their terraces in defiance of the country's coronavirus lockdown that has seen businesses hit hard. Turnover in the food services and accommodation sector in 2020 decreased by 33.9% due to the pandemic, with cafes severely affected. Their turnover fell by 70.4%. Hairdressers, massage parlors, nail salons, and other contact professions will be able to reopen for business from Wednesday, Netherlands time. Owner of the Tattoo Garden in The Hague, Linda Berserik, says she is glad to be back in business.
2.5 months, yeah, like 10 weeks. Yeah, it was quite a hustle to get through it, but we did it, so yeah, I'm very happy, yeah.
Workers in the Dutch sex industry are still not permitted to provide any services, sparking a stage demonstration outside Parliament in The Hague. One sex worker says it has been extremely difficult to survive.
We also have to pay rent, just like any other person who works. So why can everybody work except us? And who is going to pay our rent? Because we can't have any financial support from anyone, anything. And yeah, we just have to save ourselves.
The African Republic of Ghana's COVID-19 vaccine campaign continues in 43 districts at the epicenter of the country's pandemic until March the 15th. Health workers, people over the age of 60, security force members, or people with pre-existing diseases are among the first to receive an injection. A nurse working in an intensive care unit says she is looking forward to receiving the vaccine.
I really feel so good because we are waiting for the vaccine and we are ever ready to receive it. Let me say, we are the people taking care of the patient. So if I've been vaccinated, I think it will help me or it will protect me against the virus or from contacting the virus from the patient.
Indian health officials estimate at least 10 million people have registered to get vaccinated since the country widened its campaign beyond healthcare and frontline workers. India has already given over 14.8 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine. Health experts from China and the United States are imploring governments and citizens to cooperate globally to attempt to quash the pandemic through shared public health measures such as vaccines and therapies. America's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has spoken with editor-in-chief of the Journal of Thoracic Disease, Dr. Zhong Nushin. Dr. Fauci says predicting the longevity of the pandemic is difficult, but there is cause for hope in defeating COVID-19.
We have been successful in the past by global cooperation with smallpox, with polio, with measles. There's no reason in the world why we cannot do the same thing with COVID-19 by a combination of cooperative public health measures and the application of science to get interventions in the form of vaccines and therapies and other types of interventions.
Dr. Nushin says each individual can influence the outcome.
I think and also depends on the effort of the people, the effort to make in the people, to make the balance on the containment and the development of economy. But anyway, I think it's optimistic to go to the right way at the moment.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.